Blog Talk Radio.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?
There's no one.
your glory, because of who you are, I give you praise, because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you, because you
grabbing my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. My shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. The battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, I yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, he said he would. So I trust him at all times. I'm about to lose it again. Take me there again, just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gon' get mine. Only do it, you said you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it.
Beside still waters, he restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
I am Apostle-Elect. Donnell Douglas, you have tuned in to our Worldwide Gospel Connection, and it is our Man of Monday broadcast. Listen, guys, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel is on the air. You guys can tune in, chime in, by calling that phone number. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer. Or if you guys just want to chime in and just want to share in the conversation that's going on this morning with our guests, or you guys need prayer, or you guys just want to share your testimony, or you just want to tell us how the Worldwide Gospel Connection is blessing your life. We would be just excited to have you guys chime in and tune in on this morning. Our special guest will be none other than our brother, our friend, none other than Pastor Maceo Dillard. He will be with us here shortly. Guys, I'm telling you, if you're looking for a word of change, this is for the men. We're in our season where we're restoring the whole man. We're restoring the whole man on this Worldwide Gospel Connection month. And we have our good friend, none other than Pastor Maceo Dillard, was sharing with us on this morning about restoring the whole man on this morning. I'm telling you guys, get close to the radio, get your sons, get your nephews, get your grandsons, your godsons, get them close to the radio on this morning, get them close to your iPhone, get them close to the computer, get them close to wherever you guys are listening to us at, gather them around, and because this morning there's going to be a powerful word of shift, a powerful word of change on this morning. But as always, guys, before we go any further, let us go into effectual fervent prayer on this morning. Let us talk to the Father. Gracious and eternal God, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you, God, just to give your name praise, to give your name glory, to give your name honor, to give your name dominion, God, because we understand that all things are working together for our good. God, it may not look good, it may not feel good, it may not sound good, it may not even be a good place, but we know that you are God and you are God all by yourself. And beside you, my God, there is no other. God, we thank you for your outstretched hand, your mighty grace, God, and your word of wisdom and power, God, that leads us and guides us into all knowledge, into all truth, into all wisdom, into all strength. God, your name, God, lead us, God. Lead us on this morning in the path of righteousness for thy name's sake. God, that we don't walk among our own mindset and our own selves. God, please do not turn us over, Lord God, to a reprobated mind, but let our mind continue to be in you that is also in Christ Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for our willingness and obedience, God. God, that we may eat the good of the land. God, we pray for those that are under the sound of your great voice on this morning. God, that you would speak live, loud, and clear into their ear, God, that they may hear the words that are coming, God, from you on high, that their lives and mindsets will be changed. Father God, that you will speak strength, not only just in them, but God, you will speak strength to them, speak strength over them, and speak strength before them, oh God. God, as they travel, Lord God, this old narrow way, God, we pray for you to be able to give them the understanding and wisdom and knowledge, God, that as they gather and collect in the place that they gather and collect in, God, that you gird them up in their strength, God, that they are able to walk fully in who you are and whose they are in you. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus is our prayer. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We want to make sure that we acknowledge those countries, all of you great countries that are continuing to partner up and listen in and tune in and be a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank you so much. We appreciate you so much. We love you so much. We are just excited about what God is saying in this hour and in this time. We thank you so very much. We're just excited about the word of God and how it is giving life and how it is giving strength on today. We're just blessed to be a blessing. We're blessed to be here as well. Listen, guys, we want to make sure that we want to tell you guys thank you so much. We want to tell you guys thank you so much. And we want to make sure we acknowledge you on this morning. As we acknowledge you, we want to make sure that you know that we thank you so much and we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. The United States, we have Canada, we have Brazil, we have Ghana, we have Guyana, we have Zimbabwe, we have Nigeria, we have Kenya, we have South Africa, we have Russia, we have Germany, we have Bulgaria, we have China, we have Hong Kong, we have Mexico, and we thank God we just picked up the United Kingdom. So we're just excited about how God is continually just blessing and moving by his power and by his strength. Now, for those of you all that are listening to us overseas, we want to tell you thank you so very much. And we want to pray for, we want to let you know all of our pastors and the apostles and all of you missionaries that are overseas that are doing the work over there. I know that we are praying for you consistently and constantly because we know that the job that you have, it's not an easy task. That is a hard task. That is a hard task for you guys to do. But we thank God that you have not taken your hand from the plow. You have continued in the fight. You have continued in your journey. You have continued in the assignment that God has given to you. And we're praying for you. We're praying that God continue to strengthen you. God continue to empower you. God continue to give you the grace to continue the race. Amen. And for those of you all that are being converted, those of you all that are receiving Jesus Christ, we're praying for you as well. Because we understand that that thing there in those countries, those are rural countries, and to leave your religion to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior is a very dangerous thing in those countries. There are many things that happen, and we want to let you know that we are praying for you. We're praying for your family. Those of you all that sometimes you're in hiding to listen to the broadcast. Sometimes your lives are in danger because you confess Jesus Christ. We want to let you know that your transition will be well worth it. Your transition will be well worth it, and God's hand is on your life. Continue to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will for surely direct your path. Amen. So we want you to know that we are praying for you. We're praying consistently for you. Don't give up the fight. Don't throw in the towel. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to keep on fighting and trust in him. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Let's take a quick commercial break, guys. Remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and make sure that you share that number. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 and let the people know to call in to share, to be a part of what we have going on here today. And again, our guest today will be none other than Pastor Maceo Dillard. He'll be with us here shortly. So I'm telling you guys, if you're looking for an exciting word of shift, this word today will shift and change your life. I promise you. I promise you. Listen, guys, continue to listen in and continue to partner up with us and continue to share that number. And again, let the people know that we are live on the air right now with the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
Dead. No matter how
church say? Let the church say, all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, Lord. Let the church say, oh, let the whole church say, God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say, amen.
Amen, amen. Let the church say amen. Marvin Winans, let the church say amen. Listen, guys, we cannot hold a man of God any longer. He is live. He is here on the air with us right now. I can't hold him any longer. The word of God can't wait any longer. So we're going to go ahead and introduce to some and present to others none other than Maceo, Pastor Maceo Dillon. Man of God, you have the floor, man. Let's bless the Lord.
God bless you. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Thank God for this day, a day we haven't seen before and a day we won't ever see again. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for your amazing grace. We thank you for your multitude of mercies. God, we thank you for your love and your care. Thank you, God, for a place to worship. Thank you for a mind to worship. And God, we thank you for others to worship your holy and righteous name with. God, we just thank you for this ministry and this mind that you have given this preacher and this awesome responsibility, God. We ask in Jesus' name that you would speak to us, that you would bless not only here but there and everywhere, God. We ask in Jesus' name for your presence, your power, as well as your anointing. Thank you, God, for this opportunity. Thank you for this chance. We pray for those who know you that they would be encouraged. If someone don't know you and depart of their sins, God, that something be said or done that they might fall out with their wicked ways and ask, what must I do to be saved? Thank you again, God, for Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, who gave his life on Calvary for all of our sins and all of our transgressions. Jesus, thank you again for loving us in spite of us, and for never, ever leaving us alone. Well, you left your Holy Spirit, and for that, God, we say thank you. In the name of God the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, we humbly submit this prayer. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Word of God, this morning we selected, it's found in Matthew 10, 10th chapter, begin with verse number 1. We'll go down to verse number 5 through 16. And we want you to understand the theme for this lesson today is we got the power. We got the power. St. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 1 says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Verse 5 says, these 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans. Enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold, nor silver, nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey. Neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire
who in it is worthy. And there abide till you go thence. And when you come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return unto you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your word, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Verily I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. Behold, I send ye forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. We'll talk to you for a few minutes this morning for the time that God has set aside. We got the power. We got the power. No one person has all the power, but Jesus has all power in heaven and on earth. So he gives us the power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal not some sicknesses, but all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. This lesson, Mr. Douglas, is important to me because in times like these, we need to let the believers know that we got the power. Let's be clear. The lesson says Jesus called unto him his 12 disciples. And when you've been called by Jesus, he gives you the power. He gave them power, and he gives power. Now, some of us do our power like we do when we get a new vehicle or a new appliance. We don't want to read the book. We don't want to find out what's available to us. We just, because I got a driver's license, I know how to put it in drive, let me get in, let me go. But let me tell you something. There are some benefits and blessings from reading the manual. You'll find out what you are equipped with and what God has equipped the believer with. Just because you don't use it don't mean you don't have. The Bible says also that the disciples with the power includes Jesus who betrayed him. I mean Judas who betrayed him. Let me say that again. Disciples with the power included Judas who betrayed him. So do not be confused. Those who go astray don't mean they did not have the power. Judas had the power. Just like the other 11 disciples, Judas had power. So sometimes we get confused because people got the power and they don't use it properly. They don't use it the way it should be used, but it still does not negate the fact that they have the power. In this lesson, as I move quickly, verse number 5 in St. Matthew chapter 10 says, the 12 Jesus sent forth. That is, when he got the power, he gives you some direction, and he tells them to go, and he commanded them on how to use and where to use what he blessed them with. You missed that. Let me try that again. This ministry, as I tuned in, I heard you naming Germany and different countries where this broadcast is going overseas and folk who are listening to this, it's because of the power. You got to have some type of power to receive this broadcast. And I'm thankful that we are not limiting where you can hear this. I'm located here in Texas. I'm located here in the United States. But this power is not limited to your location. Look at what he says now. He says, go not. That, you know, when you get the power, just because you have the power, there are some restrictions on where you should go. At this particular time, he was saying to them, don't go into the way of the Gentiles. Don't go into any city of the Samaritans. Enter ye not. See, when we are in ministry and we have power, we got to know where to take it at. Some of us get in trouble because we're trying to use our power in a location that we have been anointed or appointed to use it in. But if God give it to you, he got somewhere for you to use it. That's why he says in verse 6, but go. Come on here. He says, but go. I got somewhere for you to go. You might not can go where I go, Douglas, but he says, I got somewhere for you to go. He says, go. Where do I want you to go? To the lost sheep of the house of Israel. I got some folk that's lost. Stop worrying about folk that ain't lost. Go to those who are lost. He says, there are some who need me who are lost. They need a word from the Lord. And look at what he says. And as you go, while you're going, he say, preach. Uh-oh. I've anointed you to preach. I know you got the power. He says, so you got to preach before you get there. You got to use the gift that I give. As you go, he says, but go, as you go, preach. And let me tell you what you preach. The kingdom of heaven, come on here, is at hand. Where I grew up at, my old pastor, Reverend T.J. Cupton, used to say, it's getting late in the evening, and the sun is going down. The Bible is fulfilling itself. You have fathers against sons and mothers against daughters. It's fulfilling itself. He said, as fulfilling itself, as you go, preach and let them know the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said, but when you get to where you're going, remember, heal the sick. Wait a minute. We got hospitals everywhere. But he says, I have given you power. He says, if there's any among you, let them go to the elders of church that they may lay hands on them and the sick shall recover. Well, what kind of sickness? Whatever. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers. I know they got a problem that they not supposed to come around people. Come on here. We live in a day where COVID is all over the world. They try to tell you be 6 feet and do this, do this. Folk have been vaccinated, and they still have been getting affected. And some folk haven't been vaccinated, and they've been getting infected. But let me tell you something. If God says heal, he means heal. The doctors would be confounded when the medication came work. He says, your anointing, your prayers will work. Heal the sick. Cleanse the leper. Uh-oh, wait a minute. He says, raise the dead. You got the power. We got the power. Raise the dead, yes. Doctors say they are on hospice. But you can speak life to that dead situation, and they'll get up, and that problem that they had, they won't have no more. I know about it because I'm a witness. He said, cast out the devil. What? Cast out the devils. Mm-mm. Devil can't stay. Not under my roof. He can't come into my ministry. He's going to show up, but he can't stay because we got the power to cast him out and say, devil, get out of here. He says, when you speak to him, he'll flee from you. And guess what? Freely you have received, freely give. No, you don't have to send anything. In 1 Corinthians 9 and 7, it tells that no man goes into a war at his own expense. That's the first part of that. God is saying, look, you on the battlefield for me. If the army, the military take care of it, all you have to do is say you committed for the journey. He says, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord. He says, I will take care of you. I will give you what you need to fight in this battle. This battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. He says, freely you have received and freely give. He says, while you're on your journey, don't you worry about no finance, no gold, no silver, no brass in your purses. Don't pack a lot of stuff. He said, I got you. You don't have to worry about what you have to put on. He says, you need to make sure you understand you've got the power. And he says, when you're on your journey, he said, and whatever city in verse number 11 or town that you enter in, inquire who is worthy. That is, God has people prepared in whatever city or town that you're in, whatever location you're in all over the world. God's got somebody. That's the reason you're listening to this broadcast today, because somebody wants you to be saved. Somebody wants you to be delivered. Somebody wants to heal that broken relationship. God wants to bless you, and he says, I got somebody there already prepared to bless you. God says, I want you to understand that when you come into any house, salute it. That is, you are a blessing to whoever is blessing you. Let me try that one more time. He says, I blessed you to be a blessing. When you show up, you bring peace with you. You bring healing with you. You bring deliverance with you. You bring restoration with you. When you show up, you bring miracles with you. He says, let your come upon it. But if they are not worthy, then let your peace return unto you. Don't be trying to bless folk that don't want to be blessed. He said, if they are worthy to be blessed, bless them. I got to get out of here, y'all. But I'm telling you, he says, whosoever shall not receive you or hear your words, when you depart out of that house or that city, he says, shake off the dust from under your feet. Let me try it again. We got the power to shake it off. Shake off the haters. Shake off those that don't want to hear you. Shake off depression. Shake it off. Whatever it is, you got the power to shake it off. And why you want to shake it off? Because God say, I still got some work for you to do. I still got some stuff for you to do. He say, don't worry about your enemies. Don't worry about them folks. He say, I'm going to take care of them. It's going to be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in that day of judgment than for that sin. Don't worry about the enemy. He says, I got it. He says, let me tell you what I'm doing. Matthew 10 and 16, I'm done. I'm sending you as sheep in the midst of wolves. But you have the power. don't be scared of the wolves because of how they look. He said, don't worry about them. He says, what I want you to do is be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Let me try that again. You got the power to walk amongst those wolves and be smarter than them, be more wiser than them, and then hurt people, but bless people ought to be blessing people. We who God have helped ought to be helping somebody up. Why? Because we got the power. My brothers and my sisters, I want you to know today that God says in the midst of everything that's happening, in the midst of everything that's going on, you got the power to speak to your situation, to speak to your circumstance, and say it like it says in Habakkuk chapter 2. He says, write the vision. He says, make it plain so they may run. Come on here. That read it. You got to be able to say to God, God, I need healing. God, I need deliverance. I got this power. I want to know how to use this power. I want to be able to speak life. I want to be able to heal. I want to lay hands on the sick and the sick recover. I want to be able to cast that devil out. I want to be able to do what you assigned on my hands to do. Can I tell you this morning, we got the power. We got the power. Don't forget it. Do whatever you need to do to find out how to use what God have already equipped you with. He's already equipped with you with everything you'll need to make it through this life. God has already equipped you. So you got to start moving in your anointing. Start moving in your gift. Start moving in your power. And well, if you don't know him, let me tell you about him. I'm talking about he had the power even when he was hanging on Calvary's cross. the word of God say he could have come down, but he had enough power to say, no, I'm going to stay right here. The Bible says there were two thieves hanging on the side of him. One was ready on him to say, if you got power, come on down and save yourself and then save us. But I'm glad that was another one that says, I know you got the power, but when you come into your kingdom, just remember me. Now, he didn't say, remember I was a thief. Remember who I am. Remember, I trust you, God. I believe in you. Remember who I am. Jesus stopped dying. He said, I got the power right now. I want you to know, not tomorrow, not next week, but today. Come on, somebody. You shall be with me in paradise. I'm glad for your sake and my sake. He's a right now God. He stopped and he took care of that situation. Somebody listening to me today, what you going through, can I tell you right now, he is a right now God. He's got the power to make you walk right. He's got the power to make you talk right. He's got the power to make you live right. And not only does he have the power, but can I tell you, he's given me the power today to speak to your situation and say, depression, get away from them. The devil, stay away from their child, stay away from their household. I'm thanking God for the power to speak to you right now and say, for God I live and for God I die. I'm glad I got to quit, y'all, but something about the name Jesus has healing in his name. Yes, God, there's deliverance in his name. There's hope in his name. I'm reminded of the man saying, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Somebody listen to that. I believe you, preacher. I just need some help with my unbelief. If you just hold on a few minutes longer, if you just hang in there a few minutes longer, something's about to happen, not tomorrow, not next week, but today, because we got the power. Devil, get away from my family. Devil, get away from my household. Get away from my friends. Get away from the believers. At the name of Jesus, flee from me. Flee from them. God bless you. We got the power. We got the power. Happy birthday, Sister Douglas. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Amen. We got the power. We got the power. Man. That is so profound, man, what you were just sharing. Because a lot of times, what we forget that God has given us that power. And it's so ironic that you would come from that passage of scripture, because Luke 10 and 19 was our opening scripture for this morning, which says, behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all manner of evil. So you right on board with what we were talking about. And see, the title for this month is Restoring the Whole Man. So this let every man that was out there that was listening, I told, get your nephews, get your grandsons, get your son-in-law, get your godsons, and get them close to the radio and get them close to your iPhone or whatever you're listening to us on, because this is what you needed to hear. You needed to hear this morning that you got the power. You got the ability to overcome that thing that has tried to overcome your life. You got the ability to bounce back from whatever setback life has handed you. You got the ability to stand strong in whatever the enemy is trying to defeat you in. Regardless of whether you got an addiction, regardless of whether you got financial issues, whether you got health issues, God says that you have power over that thing. You have the authority. You are the authority figure in the situation. Stand in your authority is basically what you told him this morning, man. God bless you, man of God. God bless you. We needed to hear that as men this morning. We needed to hear that. We needed to hear that we got the power to stand in that thing. We needed to understand that regardless of what our condition currently is, God is still working that thing out for us. He's still coming in. He's still working it in. He's still moving by his power. He's still moving by his strength. He's still delivering. He's still setting free. He's still giving us strength, even though we feel like we're weak in that moment. If we wasn't giving us strength, we wouldn't be up this morning trying to do it again. So thank you so much, Pastor Dillard. Thank you so much, man. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, man. Man, you got me all stirred up this morning, man. I can go another further. Now I can run on to see what the end gonna be. Now I'm good.
But that's what the word of God tells us to speak life. I shall live and not die. You got to declare that every day. You got to declare that. You got to let the word come out of your mouth. He said, if you confess with our mouth and believe with our heart, we shall be saved. That everything, ain't nothing happening that you cannot conquer. He says he's already overcome the world. So we have to believe it, and we have to know it that, you know, you just said, even when we're weak, that's when he makes us strong. That's when find out Psalm 119:71 says it was good for me to be afflicted. That's when I found out the statutes of the Lord. When I got down, I started to read my Bible. I started to focus in on myself and say, let me get a closer walk with him. And we got the power to do that.
Yes.
We got to say to ourselves, we not like Popeye, got to wait till we get some spinach. We already got the word of God. We just ask him anything, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ever ask or think, according according to what the power that works in us. You already got it in you. You don't have to go and get it. You already got it in you.
Yeah.
You just got to stir that thing up. And you watch out when you stir it up, because something's gonna start happening. When you stir you bite, should have left me alone. When you stir up what's on the inside of me, what's on the inside will come out. And you are able to say, for God I live, God thank you. I said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but something on the inside showed up and reminded me, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I would have died in my sin. But I thank God that he gave me circumstances. He could save me. He can save anybody.
Yes,
if he can he can bless anybody. He is God that has respect of person. He said, if you ask it, he says, you will receive. If you seek, you will
find.
You, if you knock, the door will come open, because that's the type of God he is. He gives you the power. You got to seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other things going to be added unto you.
Going to be added to you. Come on. God bless you. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you so much. We are blessed to have you on with us this morning. As always, man, as always, we are just excited about what we see God is doing. We're just excited about what we see God is doing. I had the opportunity to kind of peek in yesterday into your service as you were doing it live, and I saw the people that was behind you, that was lined up. And what I heard as I was sitting here this morning, I heard growth. There is growth. There's more growth coming. There's more growth coming. He said, because of the heart that you have, he said, I'm getting ready to pour more into you. He said that you were faithful over a few things. Now I'm going to make you ruler over many. He said, you're getting ready to step into the prelude of all the stuff that I have been promising you. You've been seeing some things that's happening around you. And it's kind of a little bit frustrating, but God says, don't focus on that little bit of stuff. He said, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to tighten up the loose end, and I'm going to start making this thing come into full flourishing for you. He said, I'm working this thing out. As you sit and you trust me, he said, I'm going to make that thing come to pass. He said, listen to the word. He said, all things shall work together for your good. He said, because you're faithful. He said, not only do you have the heart to do what you're doing, but you have the mindset to want to impact the community. It's not just a church service for you. You actually want to save lives. You actually to walk out and do something totally different from what our predecessors did. We just wanted to have church. You want to do more than just have church. You want to reach the heart of people. You want to reach to them. You want to reach the man. You want to reach that little girl. You want to reach that little boy. You want to reach those children and bring them closer to God. Bring them in a right relationship with God. You got the mindset, Lord, if I don't do nothing but save one, I've done what you told me to do. I'm doing what you said to do. I'm going to reach as many of them as I can. And I'm going to train somebody else to take up the mantle and come on with it. God says, because you have that heart, he said, I'm making provisions now. That things will change. Man, you might as well go ahead on and get ready to go to the building. He said, because he's going to start bringing them in by the busload. He said, I'm bringing them in because they're hearing about this preacher that's preaching at the park. And he's preaching like he's in a building. And God says, because you preach like you inside your building, because you understand that church don't begin in the building. It begins outside in the highways and the hedges. He said, because you have that mindset and because you have that mentality, God says, I'm going to bless you. He said, the building is just the house of people. He said, because the elements. He said, but your ministry has always and going to always be on the outside. He said, because of that mentality. He said, God said, I'm going to start pulling you into position, pulling these people into place, pulling the people that you need to put into positions, into places. And you say, okay, I can relinquish this now. I can give you this. I can give you that. And you still go into the highways and hedges and compel them to come. And you're going to train the people. You're going to train the people to do the same thing. Amen. That's what I hear for you this morning, Doc. That's what I hear for you.
They give it to you. God gave that to you because that's exactly what he's been saying. You just confirm in the word of God. We bless God for you. We speak life into your ministry, man. We speak life into your household and ask that you would continue to stand in the gap for others to let them know that God is real, man. This ain't no place.
Yeah, Lord.
God is real.
Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah.
It's time. It's time for the church to be the church. I may be on subject and off subject all at the same time, but let me say this. It ain't about how many people you could get in a building because the church should be able to hold the building. When I read my Bible, they say Jesus fed 5,000 men. They didn't even count the women and children with two fish and five loaves of bread. So he didn't have a building he was feeding them. He just had enough area to receive them in, and he didn't send them away hungry. He fed them not only spiritually, but he took care of them physically. And so how are we impressed when we can count a number? He said we ought to be filling stadiums with people coming to hear the word. They filling to go see everything else. That's why he sent this, to remind us that, hey, if you going to sit down and watch a football game, a basketball game, and then you ain't got time to go and sit down and hear the word of God. Come on, man.
Right.
God says, I'm a just
right.
God. He says, I have to allow some things to happen to get your attention, and it still haven't gotten enough of us motivated, because, see, if he is our God, then seem like we ought to give him a little more time than we give everything else. I'm just thankful
come on.
That God saved me. You hit the key. My heart, and he's been telling me 20, 30 years about my heart. And even then, he was saying, your heart is for the people. Your heart is for the people. And my heart is. I don't care if it's 100 or 1,000 or 10,000. I just want them to be saved. I don't want to waste time. I want them to be saved. And know that they're saved. You're right. And to train someone else and others to keep the word going. God says it's not about it. He had 12 disciples. Huh? We had 12 disciples. And I said it, I ran through it, but guess what? Judas had power. Don't fool yourself.
Yeah.
He had a position, he had authority. He was doing what God had him to do. He just sold him out. Watch out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to preach that next time, talk about selling out the church. Don't
come on,
out.
Sir.
God will take care of you. He's good.
He is good.
Just start being good. All you have to do is look and say everything he made, it was what? Good.
Good. Yeah.
So
that includes
us. I just thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for thinking enough of me to allow me to be a blessing
to whoever listened to this broadcast. Again, I pray that God will continue to increase and add more countries and more places so that the word can continue to go forth and you keep doing what God have assigned on your hands to do. When Moses' father-in-law came and he saw what he was doing, he said, this work, you're going to wear yourself out and wear the people out. He said, find some men that are worthy that you can put over this work. He said, everybody can't handle the same thing. Some 10, some 50, some 100, some 1,000. He said, but give every man according to what they can handle. Come on, man.
Right.
Get what you can handle. Right. And don't be upset about what nobody else got. Just handle what God gives you to handle. So I want to say publicly that I'm thankful to God for what you are handling, that God has blessed
you
to handle. Keep fighting, keep pressing, and believe that greater is coming.
Amen. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Let me pray for you, man, before we get off. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for the weapon of warfare that you have set amongst our midst today. God, we thank you for the word that came out of the mouth of the man of God. God, we thank you for the hearts that was touched. We thank you for the mind that was transformed. God, we thank you for the spirits that were lifted. God, we thank you for the paths that was corrected. God, we thank you, Lord God. God, for the eyes that was given vision. God, we thank you for hearts that were lifted. God, we thank you, Lord God, for confessions that have been changed. God, we thank you for the word that came out of his mouth that calls, Lord God, God, the whole body to shift. God, we pray now for the man of God. God, we lift him up before you. God, that he has shared and poured out to the people on today. Father, our prayer today is, God, you would pour back into him that he has poured out. God, that he may be replenished, Lord God. God, to be able to go back into the highways and hedges and compel more of the lost to come to Christ. God, we pray that his steps are ordered by you. God, we pray that everything that he is in need of, God, whether it be financially, emotionally, physically, Lord God, even in his heart, God, the things that he has been praying for, Father, we pray that you would just begin to just move, God, and restore back unto him, God, everything that he needs. God, everything that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, and the caterpillar has eaten, Father, we thank you for restoring that back to him even now. God, we thank you that his meal barrel shall never be returned back unto him empty. God, we thank you that his all backs, God, shall never go dry. God, we thank you for all things being made well in his life. God, and we call this thing done. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, man.
Amen.
Tell the people how they can get in contact with you, man of God.
We have our prayer line Monday through Saturdays from 8 to 9. That phone number is 712-770-4731. And the code is 261-753-pound. And again, that's Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday at noon. And we also have Bible study on that line on Tuesdays and Wednesdays at 10:30 a.m. and also Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. And then you can hear our Sunday services on that line as well from 8 to 9:30 a.m. And we are holding our Sunday services right now at the Hobart Taylor Park, 8100 Kenton Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. Our Tuesday night Bible study is at the Tidwell Park, 9720 Spalding, Houston, Texas, 77016. Our church phone number is area code 713-623-3867. That is same number for our church Zelle account. And also my personal number is 832-388-4346. You can cash App us at $RestorationMBC, or you can cash out me personally at $MACEO DILLARD JR2020. Our website is restorationmbc.com. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 111451, Houston, Texas, 77293-0451. You can email us at restorationmbc1@gmail.com or maceodillajr@gmail.com. Again, that prayer line number is 712-770-4731. And then the code is 261-753-pound. God bless you. If you need any more information, you just check with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Mr. Donnell Douglas knows exactly how to get in touch with me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And as always, man, God bless you. We thank you so much for being a part. Man, hang on for online for a moment. We're going to take a quick commercial, guys. Remember, you listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection, and we just want to let you know that God is still in control. He has all the power. He has all the power. And he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all we can ask or think. Only thing we got to do is trust in him, and he'll do it. He'll do it. He loves us just that much that he'll do it for us. Amen? So you guys continue to listen in, continue to partner up with us and continue to share the broadcast. We got to take a real quick commercial break, guys. We'll be right back. You listen to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now.
Incredible church that sponsors this conference, and the amount of prayer, you can tell, can't you, that they've already been praying for us, planning for us, that they didn't just throw this together last night. There's been a group of people that really have been on their knees asking God to meet us in this place, and so I celebrate that. And I wonder, even if before we jump into just a few simple thoughts I want to share with you today, I wonder if you join me in celebrating the Lindells, in celebrating James River Church, in celebrating the volunteers, everybody who's been paving the way for us. We are so grateful. We're so grateful. No small task. I mean, how would you feel about hosting 10,000 women at your house? Lord Jesus, thank you for this morning. Thank you that we get to be in your presence in worship. Thank you that we get to be amongst the people of God in your presence, Father. But also, I thank you for your word. I thank you that it is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, I pray that in these next few moments that we have together over a simple portion of Scripture, that you would do what only you can. Take this one simple message. Would you divide it about 6,000 or 7,000 different ways so that every single person in the room will know they have been in the presence of God this morning, that they heard your word. We're expectant, Lord. We're your daughters. We're sitting on the edge of our seat to hear what it is that you will speak to our hearts. It is in Jesus' name, the matchless name of Jesus Christ, the name at which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess. It is in that name that we pray. Come on, let the daughters of God say amen. Amen.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room, got my name on it, so I'm gonna put a praise on it. I'm gonna put a praise on it. Nobody put a praise on it. There's a miracle in this room with top of the name. Come on.
Put a
Amen, amen. Put a praise on it. Tasha, Kyle, Linux, and Tiara Shear. Thank you guys so much for partnering up and joining in on this morning. It has been a fantastic show. We thank God for none other than Pastor Macy O'Dillard who came on and blessed us and just excited about what God has shared with us on this morning. We're at the part of the broadcast to where we extend to you an opportunity to walk with purpose, an opportunity for you to walk with power, opportunity for you to walk in blessing, an opportunity for you to walk in wisdom and understanding. On this morning, we thank God for this opportunity because we understand that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, excuse me, where would we be? He has been phenomenal in our life. And I know sometimes you look at your situation, your circumstances, and you say, well, pastor, preacher, this walk hasn't been all that good. Hasn't been all that successful. Hasn't been all that pretty. But I want to share with you this morning life and life more abundantly. An opportunity for you to get into the right relationship with God. And it's simply this. It's simply this. It's not complicated. It's not difficult at all. It is just an opportunity for you to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. And the way you do that is simply receiving him through relationship. I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to share a passage of scripture with you. And when we do that in the prayer, there's a portion of the prayer that I'm going to say. And it's going to be the scripture that I'm going to read to you or recite to you or say on this morning. And I want you, when I get that portion of the prayer, those of you all who know that you need a relationship with God, I don't have to go into a long, drawn-out prelude to your condition and your situation. You know exactly where you are. You know where exactly where you're standing in need of. You know exactly what you have going on in your life. You know how and where and when and what it is that needs to be done in your life. But on this morning, I want to give to you an opportunity to receive strength, to receive forgiveness, to receive a better relationship, to receive understanding and power through this relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's simply done. It's simply done by doing this. Accepting him. Accepting him as your Lord and Savior, even though your condition may not line up with where you are. Your mindset right now may not be where it needs to be. Your heart may not be where it needs to be. But I want to share with you this morning the opportunity. So in that, allow me now to pray for you and allow me to share this passage of scripture with you. And it simply says in Romans 10 and 9, it says, to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you are now saved. You're now saved. There's a safety in knowing Jesus. There's a safety in having a relationship with God. There's a safety, right standing and right relationship with Jesus Christ. So allow me to pray for you now. Lift up your hearts. Lift up your mind. Lift up your hands toward heaven. Listen to the words and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Father God, we thank you for these that are under the sound of our voice on this morning. Father, our prayer this morning is that, God, you will move by your power and by your strength. There are those that are desiring to be closer to you. There are those who are desiring to be in a right standing with you. So this morning, God, as I pray, while I speak over their lives, the Romans 10 and 9. Now, this is where you lift up your hands. Those of you all who want in, who wants the right relationship, lift up your hands right now. Father, we speak over their lives, Romans 10 and 9, it says that they confess with their mouth and that they believe in their heart that you died and was raised from the dead and they are now saved. Father, I pray for those that are standing right now to receive you. As they lift up their hands, God, receive them. Now, Father, I pray for those that are in a position that, God, they say that they're not ready. Father, I pray for them today. I pray that their hearts and their minds, God, come together and connect and see the direction that they need to be going in and the mentality that they need to go in and the placing that they need to go in and the strength that they need to have. to get to where they need to be at. Father, I pray for them that you make all things well. I pray for them, God. God, that you give them the time, God, to get that thing right. God, but also put an urgency in their heart that time is winding up. And they need to get it ready and get right with you. God, we pray this prayer. God, knowing, God, that you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we pray, God, that you would move by your power, by your strength. And do it, God, expediently in their lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Father, we pray for those, God, that are in judicial and mayoral and, Father, police officers and nurses and doctors and, God, the ones that are on the front line fighting the COVID, God, and the ones that are in our military, God, and the ones, God, that are guarding our gates, God, of our country. God, we pray for them right now. God, we pray that you put your personal touch in their life, God. God, personalize their relationship with you. God, because there's a hard task, God, doing the things that they do. God, we pray for them. God, we pray for all of our pastors and preachers and apostles and missionaries, God, and lay workers, God, that's across this country, God, that is, God, is in the rural countries, God, spreading your gospel. We pray for them. We pray that you strengthen their hands. God, we pray, God, that they may ever take their hands from the plow. God, that they continue to plow the ground, continue to till the soil, continue to share the gospel, continue to compel them in the highways and hedges to come. God, to reach those that cannot be reached. God, we pray for our leaders, oh God. God, we pray for Apostle Graham and God, all the ones that are connected to the Alliance. God, we pray for them, all of our pastors and preachers and prophets and apostles, God, that are connected to the Alliance. We pray for them today. God, we lift them up. We pray that, God, you will put your personal life touch in their life right now. God, give them an understanding that even in this, God, you are God and you are God all by yourself, regardless of what the issue or constituency may be. God, you can do what you say you can do, and that is be God and be magnificent at it. And God, we glorify you, Father, and we magnify you for making all things well in their lives. In the mighty and outstretched hand of Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We thank you so much for partnering up with us and being a part of today's Worldwide Gospel Connection broadcast. Now, guys, remember, those of you all who are looking for that Calgon take me away moment, y'all looking for that relaxing bath experience, make sure that you look and connect with Lady Douglas. You can do so by connecting with her at 832-816-7997. That number is 832-816-7997 to get your bath bomb fix. I'm telling you, those bath bombs are very, very relaxing bath bombs. I tried them myself for the product lunch. I'm a shower guy, but I loved the experience, and I'm telling you, you will too. Those of you all who need just that little getaway to relax in that bath, that would be the perfect bath for you. That bath bomb will change your life. God bless you, and we look forward to you continuing to support Lady Douglas's business. Now, also, guys, we are celebrating her birthday today. Today is Lady Douglas's birthday. Those of you all that are under the sound of our voices that would like to bless Lady Douglas on her birthday today, you can do so by going to Zelle, and that's Z-E-L-E. You can go to 832-816-7997 to the Zelle. Again, that's 832-816-7997. You can bless her there. You can also go to her Cash App, which is $KISSHIMA. Again, that's KISSHIMA. You can bless her there as well. And those of you all who would like to bless the ministry on this morning, you can do so by going to $WGC2020. Again, that's $WGC2020 to bless the broadcast. Now, those of you all that gave your life on this morning, now, there are three keys we want to share with you this morning. I forgot to give those to you at the end of the prayer, but there are three keys that we want to give to you this morning. One, get you a really good Bible. Two, get you a good church home, someone that is preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, the COVID is over. Hey, COVID is not really over, but it is in a place of transition. I implore you, those of you all who are going into a building that is looking for a church home, that is going to the building, please make sure you mask up. Please make sure that you do your social distancing. And please make sure that the person, pastor, whether it is a male or a female, make sure that their word and their lifestyle are lining up. We are the pastors here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We are pastors of the Abba House International. Those of you all who are looking for a church home, we are pastors of that great church. And listen, we are a viral church as of right now. So please continue. If you are looking for a church home, you're looking for a remnant word, you're looking for a word of shift, you're looking for a word of change, join us. Join us by connecting with us on the social media, Facebook. We're also on Instagram as well. You guys can connect with us there. You guys can go and connect with us on Facebook. We do Facebook Live. We go there to Abba House, connect, go on the Abba House link, friend us there, and we will be glad to be the covering that you need for your life. Remember, again, find you a really good Bible. Make sure the man or woman of God that is preaching the word, life is lining up with the word, and make sure that you, when you go in, to make sure that you social distance with them as well. We look forward to you guys joining us again right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And as always, it's exciting to have you guys to be a part of what God is doing in this hour and in this time. You guys continue to trust in the Lord and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I know sometimes the road can be rough. I know sometimes the going can get tough. I know sometimes that the hills can be hard to climb. But please, don't give up. Don't give in. Don't throw in the towels. It's not time yet. You keep on fighting. Keep on trusting. And know that God is able to do just what he said he is going to do. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. And remember, you guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Remember to share that number. Share the link. Go back and listen to the archives and listen to the broadcast. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. God bless you guys. You have a great day. And we look forward to you guys being a part of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Hit me. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing this evening? Do y'all want that bounce? Do y'all want that bounce? I say, do y'all want that bounce? That bounce?